T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning once again, radio family. It's the time to begin. Welcome to our public affairs show, and thank you for great company every Saturday and Sunday mornings. The weekend edition of Community Focus is underway, and I thank you for not only joining me, Renee Vaughn, but it's always nice to be able to be reunited, shall we say, with members of our Community Focus family. Haven't chatted with this young lady in a while, but she is back. She did a fabulous job. Many of you may remember PTRC and our senior long-term care ombudsman, Kim Johnson, is back. How you been, family? What's been going on? What hasn't been going on since the last time we chatted?
Absolutely.
How you been?
Good. Been great.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, today on the program, we have you with the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging located in Kernersville. Now, just to refresh or recap with our listeners, you have been working with this great area agency on aging for 12 years and has over 20 years experience, Kim, working with older adults.
I do.
And so you not only have the experience, you have the expertise, you have the knowledge, really everything that we need, because very likely for our radio family and our listeners, we likely have aging parents.
Absolutely.
Who are at that point where the importance of care is just so surmountable for a lot of individuals. And just thank you. Every time you come on the program, I really learn a lot more than what I thought I already knew about our wonderful seniors, our elders, our moms and dads. And as a matter of fact, just kind of jump ahead, and we'll get into this in the course of our conversation. Kim, I wanted our listeners to know that there is actually an event known as World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
There is.
And like I said, we'll get into the particulars of that. But let's start our conversation this morning. Can you give us a definition? What exactly is elder abuse?
Absolutely. So it is any act, whether intentional or unintentional, that causes harm to an older adult. And when we say elder abuse, we're really meaning anyone who is over age 18, who may be disabled, or an older person, we typically say over age 60.
Right.
So anything that causes harm to that person, it could be physical abuse, emotional abuse, exploitation, neglect, any of those things that take advantage of an older person
or
prey upon them.
And brings harm to that individual, whether intentionally or unintentionally.
Absolutely.
Harm is harm. Well, Kim, why don't we hear much about elder abuse? Why is that exactly?
Well, it is sort of coming into the forefront slowly, slowly. And I think it's partially because individuals are hesitant to talk about it.
Right.
Often older adults, and I talked to a lady the other day who said, you know, I'm afraid to tell my children that I was taken advantage of.
Right.
It was just a bad decision, and I'm afraid that they're going to think that I can't make my own decisions anymore.
Right.
So there's a lot of fear. Sometimes that individual is isolated. They're not able to talk to anyone else about those concerns. And it's just, sometimes people view it as a family issue.
Right.
Something that I don't want to share. Often the older people of this generation are not, you know, when they didn't have social media. Where
exactly.
You're putting everything that you do every 5 minutes out to the public.
Exactly.
They're very private.
Exactly. And it's very interesting you mention that, because for a lot of us who likely are not aware it's going on, that's mainly how we're discovering it.
Absolutely.
Whether it's our own family members or we see others that are being mentally or physically, even in some cases sexually abused.
Absolutely.
It just horrifies me that when we do read or see stories about elders who are sexually taken advantage of, whether it's in a nursing home or some sort of rather facility that we entrust individuals to take care of our parents, and then we find out terrible things like this happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and unfortunately, it can happen anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, it knows no demographic. It knows no, you know, race, creed, whoever you are.
Very true.
You someone can be taken advantage of,
mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. And so you really have to look out for each other, and to look out and know what the warning signs are.
Absolutely. Speaking of which, is elder abuse really a big problem?
Well, it's hard to say. What we know is that estimated every year, and this is nationwide, about 2.1 million individuals are victimized in some way.
Mm.
What we statistically know is that it's very likely that only a portion of those are actually reported.
Right.
So we think for every case that's reported, there are probably five that never come to any sort of attention of any authorities to address it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in elder abuse, financially, cost victims nationwide over $2 billion.
Wow.
There's a lot of folks being taken advantage of.
Absolutely. And just like you mentioned, Kim, on a daily basis, another thought that sort of popped in my head, if you will, when we talk about elder abuse, now that we have defined it and have a better understanding of it,
mm-hmm.
I also think about a lot of times, sadly, our elders are likely abused because they don't, or at least the person who is abusing that individual falsely believes that that individual isn't in the best of mental state.
Absolutely.
Sometimes not in their right mind. And so it's a shame. Even when we are younger, that can be the case at times.
Absolutely. We all make bad decisions.
We do. We do. And how much so that as our parents are aging, that we have this topic of discussion, because there may be somebody listening to this program this mm-hmm. morning that may have just gotten the news that this is happening to their mother.
Absolutely.
Or their father, or an aunt or an uncle, or just an older relative, or even a dear friend.
Right.
You know, whether you have a neighbor, perhaps maybe a coworker, somebody that you just have frequent contact with on a daily basis. And it's very likely, even though, Kim, sometimes we may not see the signs right away, maybe their personality or their demeanor may start to change.
Right.
They can start out as a really happy, jovial person, very involved with everything, and the next thing you know, you kind of notice they're isolating
right.
themselves,
right.
whether it's from family or friends or just from the general public.
Right.
But in Absolutely. That case, how can a person tell if, on those lines, if somebody is abused?
So it really depends on the type of abuse.
Right.
But somebody may be absolutely withdrawing from normal activities.
Mm-hmm.
If it was someone that attended church on a regular basis or activities, and all of a sudden they're not coming.
Exactly.
And if you're reaching out to that person and perhaps they have a family member or someone who has befriended them
mm-hmm.
That is seeking to restrict that person's activities,
right.
that would be a concern. Any sudden changes in that person's bank accounts, wills.
Right.
I mean,
good
if
point.
It's very unusual activity, if this
right.
is someone who was a saver and all of a sudden there's mm-hmm. lots of bank activity, that should be of concern.
Right.
In terms of physical abuse, bruising that is visible on that person's torso or head. I mean, I bump into things all the time.
Same here.
But I typically am bumping my legs and arms.
Right.
Not my face or my
exactly.
torso.
Exactly.
If there's any marks that look like they are hands or fingers, that mm-hmm. I mean, any of those types of things are cause for
absolutely
a closer look or a conversation.
And those are such excellent examples and excellent points, Kim, because I'm the same way. I'm right there with you. I'm coming around a corner, maybe a little too fast, not exactly watching where I'm going. My mind really isn't focused on, okay, that edge of that table is about to make contact with your knee. But you're right, in those unusual places where we start to see bruising, that can raise a concern, especially for our elderly loved ones. And I was thinking, too, about what you were saying in terms of perhaps money suddenly disappearing from one's bank account.
Mm-hmm.
That also says, Kim, for our listeners here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, that the signs of elder abuse don't always have to be physical.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. If that person is not even just unusual if there are changes to that person's will.
Right.
If there are checks written as gifts
mm-hmm.
or blank checks
mm-hmm.
being written, anything like that, or activity that would be, at 3 o'clock in the morning, if this is someone that doesn't have any internet access.
Right.
They wouldn't have a reason
exactly.
to have bank activity that
Very
time
true.
Of the night. Or that
Very
time
true.
Of the night.
And that's another good point, because that reminds me of this is activity that unfortunately seems to be on the rise. As you say, you have people who are calling elders pretending to be the grandchild or pretending to be a son or daughter, asking for money. Activity, like you say, that normally does just happens out of the blue.
Right.
It's not normal. And of course, just so many ways, sadly, in which scammers are taking advantage of our elders as well.
Absolutely. Whether it's through a phone call, the grandparent scam,
it's
very often, you know, they'll call and say, "Grandma, I'm in trouble."
Exactly.
And what they're looking for is that grandparent, that individual on the phone to say, "Tommy, is this you?"
Right.
And then they've got a name.
Exactly.
But if that person just responds with, "Well, let me call your mom
or your exactly.
dad, and we'll talk," then that'll cut them right off. Even just folks walking up to your door.
Right.
You know, as we've had wind and rain and disaster type things. Someone just trying to sell something.
Exactly. Good
just
points.
Being weary of who you are letting in.
Absolutely.
Whether through phone or in person.
Very true. And you just mentioning that made me think of, I had two ladies recently on the program who represented the Small Business Association along with FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the big topic was getting the assistance long after the April 15th hurricane.
Absolutely.
Or tornado, rather.
Yes.
That devastated both Rockingham and Guilford counties, and thinking how those ladies just kept stressing the importance of, for the lady that was representing FEMA, the important thing is when you do see someone at your door, the first thing you want to look out for immediately is identification.
Right.
Because that's what the Federal Emergency Management Agency will do. They will have their badge.
Right.
Because it has to be more than just wearing. And I thought Pam had made an interesting point. She said anybody can take the FEMA logo and print it on a shirt to make it look authentic.
Absolutely.
But there are other things that have to go along with that identification badge, a number to call to even verify that is the person representing that agency that's trying to help that individual.
Absolutely. If they are legitimate, they're not going to question if you say, "Let me just take a minute and verify the reason why you're here."
Exactly.
No problem.
So many wonderful points, Kim, that you're bringing out to our listeners this morning, and really a great time to, and we've talked about this before, the importance of really sitting down and just having those conversations, maybe having some practice sessions, just as we're talking about things to go over to help our aging parents or grandparents look out for those important signs so that if we don't have children who are living at home with their parents in terms of taking care of them, or if they're not in close proximity to keep an eye on, because we have a lot of our listeners who probably have parents who live elsewhere.
Absolutely.
They're not in the immediate area. And so there's that constant concern.
Mm-hmm.
Is my mom or dad doing okay because they don't live very close to me? And vice versa, the parents don't have their children living close to them.
Right. And financially, one of the things you can do is to have an extra bank statement sent to a family member that you trust.
Good point. Yeah.
Just so somebody else is laying eyes on that information.
Exactly.
Communicating regularly to say, "This happened. I'm a little concerned about it." You know, just keeping tabs and keeping eyes on folks.
Absolutely. Well, great information. More to come. Kim, it's good to have you back, our senior long-term care ombudsman with the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging, which again is located in Kernersville. Kim, will you share the actual physical address with
Absolutely.
Our listeners?
Absolutely. So our address is 1398 Carrollton Crossing Drive in Kernersville, and our phone number is 336-904-0300.
Wonderful. Well, good to have you back, family.
Great. I'm glad to be here.
I am glad to have you here. And Radio Family, it is great to have your company as well. Kim Johnson joins me, Renee Vaughn, and we will indeed be back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family, again for the great company. If you're just joining us, we appreciate it. And thank you as well for being with us since the beginning of the program. Kim Johnson rejoins me, Renee Vaughn, here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Heard Saturday and Sunday mornings in our intercom stations. We have been engaged in a great conversation this morning. Kim is the senior regional long-term care ombudsman with PTRC. Again, that stands for the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging. And we're talking about elder abuse, a very important topic of discussion. And Kim, as we're back, to continue our conversation. My first question to you here on the second half of our public affairs show, how can an individual spot an abuser? Let's discuss that.
Absolutely. Well, and it's there's no typical profile, but often it may be someone who is relying on that older person, whether financially or emotionally dependent on that person. They are maybe have, and often that individual has some of their own issues going on. So they may have some drug and alcohol abuse concerns. Often they are seeking to control that older person. That person may have some previous criminal history. It's just anyone who is trying to take over an individual, whether even if it's seemingly, oh, I'm just coming to help, and it should just raise some questions.
Absolutely.
And how much authority that older person is giving to that other individual.
Exactly. And speaking of spotting an abuser, Kim, I was just thinking too, in asking this question as an aside, are you finding, especially through the agency and the number of elders that you're happening, does elder abuse seem to occur more amongst single elder individuals as opposed to those who
Absolutely.
Are married?
Okay. The victims are most often women over age 85.
Wow. Yeah.
And partially because as women, we live longer.
True.
So there's
yes.
more of us around when we get to age 85.
Very true.
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, for a lot of older women, I mean, I can think about my grandmother. She didn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't manage her own bank account.
Okay.
So, I mean, it may be someone who doesn't have a lot of knowledge about things going on.
Exactly.
And often, unfortunately, as we age, we do become more physically dependent.
We do.
So we're relying on other folks for assistance.
Exactly.
And sometimes those individuals will take advantage.
Exactly. But it's also to add to Kim that this is elder abuse that really knows no sex, age, because there are sadly even as many cases likely of men,
Absolutely.
Elderly men who are being abused as well.
Absolutely. Or even couples.
Right.
I mean, being taken advantage by a caregiver or someone that they trusted.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Now, who is at risk for abuse?
Truly anybody.
Mm-hmm.
What can make a person more vulnerable is someone who is socially isolated.
Right.
Someone who does not have that regular contact, even just someone checking in with them,
mm-hmm.
whether it be a friend or a church member or a neighbor.
Right.
Someone who has some type of mental impairment, if that person has some dementia, not remembering things the way that they should. And then sometimes someone involved in their life who has their own personal problems.
So mm-hmm.
someone who is emotionally or financially dependent, has a history of alcohol and drug abuse, that kind of creates a toxic combination.
So definitely those red flags
mm-hmm.
that we need to be on the lookout for as family members or friends or whoever the person happens to be. On that note, how can an older person begin to protect themselves if they haven't done so already?
I think if that person will just maintain regular contact with their loved ones.
Good start.
And reach out to friends and neighbors. And it really is friends looking out for friends.
Mm-hmm, very true.
So looking out for your older neighbors, your church members, just keeping tabs on them. If you're seeing things that are causing concern, if you're walking in that person's home and they have piles and piles of mail, they're getting solicitations, the lotteries are another one that we see frequently, foreign lotteries, that it just caused it. Just have a conversation with that person.
Absolutely.
I'm concerned about you.
Very true. And I like that, Kim, because, you know, when you and I were growing up, that was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the close family contact, which I'm sure, of course, is still the case for a lot of families, but I think about just our neighborhoods in general, where everybody just kind of kept an eye on everybody. I don't know about you, but I remember there were times where, of course, the general rule was you had to be at home at a certain time mm-hmm. before that porch light came on. But the thing about it was, you also had neighbors who were like our secondary mothers and fathers.
Absolutely.
Looking out for us so that if they saw that we were really doing something we had no business doing or shouldn't have been doing, you know, they would go and tell our parents. They would tell somebody in the family, you know, look, so-and-so, Renee or Kim, they're down there, you know, and into some shenanigans they really shouldn't be. So it gets to the point where, and this is another area we've talked about before, roles start to reverse.
Right.
You know, our parents take care of us for a certain number of years, and then the time comes where mm-hmm. the children or the child starts taking care of the parents or the mom and dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I like the fact, too, Kim, and this can be another great way, speaking of protecting our elderly loved ones, is to get in contact with the agency that mm-hmm. you so proudly represent, which is the PTRC Council. So if you're just, Radio Family, hearing about the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging for the first time, thank you for that. If you have heard Kim before, and actually other members of your staff
Absolutely.
Have been on the program, let me ask you this. How is Bob, Teresa, and Laura doing?
Everybody's doing
great. Please send them my hellos, too, by Absolutely. The way. I really appreciate that. But yes, it's a great way to get in contact with you at 1398 Carrollton Crossing Drive in Kernersville. And thank you for sharing that number again, Kim, which is area code 336-904-0300. So may we suggest to our radio family, our community focus family listeners, to kind of put that as one of your favorites. You know, store it in your phone, store it someplace, and even pass the number on mm-hmm. to a senior, whether it's your parents or somebody you just know and have a good association with. Share with them the number and the address so that if something should happen,
right.
outside, of course, immediately contacting someone in the family, mm-hmm. you've got a plan B.
Absolutely. And they can always call us if it is, and just to have a conversation about it. If you are truly concerned that someone is in danger, call
exactly.
911.
Definitely.
Or call the your county Department of Social Services, mm-hmm. the Adult Protective Services.
Exactly.
Division.
So we have a lot of options and a mm-hmm. lot of agencies that can definitely help us. Kim, my next question, what should a person do if they suspect elder abuse?
Absolutely. So, and that's when, depending on the severity, you want to call the police.
Right.
You want to contact your local Department of Social Services. And the thing to remember is that you don't need to prove that it's happening.
Yeah.
You can just have some concerns. You know, you've seen some red flags.
Right.
And it's fine to make that phone call and truly trust your instincts.
Absolutely.
Don't be afraid to ask that person questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't want to alienate someone by asking so many questions.
Exactly.
But
that's true, too.
If in the back of your mind you're thinking something is just not right here,
right.
go ahead and make that report.
Absolutely. And possibly too, Kim, to trust another person outside of the family.
Absolutely.
That you definitely feel the most comfortable with, that you can share, of course, not everything, mm-hmm. but the pertinent information, so that if the son or daughter cannot be reached or the grandchild, you've got another individual that the family as a whole can trust. As another means of making sure that our seniors and our elders are in the best possible care. Mm-hmm. Because the one thing that we always want to try to emphasize, that these, our seniors, they are such a remarkable group of individuals who are just wanting to enjoy as long as possible their quality and care of life, just as the rest of us do.
Absolutely.
You know, because as we age, that's the one thing that we hope we can still have intact mm-hmm. to some degree is our independence. Mm-hmm. You know, because I think about my grandmother who lived to be 97 years of age. And it wasn't until she was really close to 90 that, you know, just her everyday faculties started to diminish mm-hmm. a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's really, it's sad and it's also disheartening, because when you know of a family member that has lived that long mm-hmm. and has had that quality of independence and free spirit and free will and being able to do things
right.
really without the assistance of other family members. It's hard mm-hmm. for a lot of family to see that person just kind of slowly slide a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then especially to the point where you have the onset of dementia mm-hmm. and Alzheimer's. And that becomes a whole totally different struggle mm-hmm. for a lot of families. But the important thing, Kim, that we always want to remind our listeners who are taking care of our elderly or aging parents, you don't have to be alone in this.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. We have resources available to assist.
Very true.
It's just a matter of reaching out.
Exactly.
Having a conversation.
Right. And that's what I appreciate about having mm-hmm. our public affairs show, to where we can talk about subject matters such as this, mm-hmm. to where we can really continue to help our seniors, our aging parents, again, live the best quality of life that they possibly can. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family. Great company. And, of course, great company of members of our Community Focus family, representing the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging. Again, Kim Johnson, the Senior Regional Long-Term Care Ombudsman, joins me, Renee Vaughn, on the program. Now, Kim, I would be remiss, because we talked about this for the first half of the program, I mentioned that PTRC has an upcoming event.
We do.
Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Tell us about it. Tell us a date and how the community can
Absolutely.
Be involved.
So it is an internationally recognized day. It is June 15th. And we are hosting our 7th annual Elder Abuse Awareness Day walk.
Fantastic.
That will be the following day on June 16th at Triad Park in Kernersville. And registration starts at 9. The walk starts at 10.
Great.
I always tell folks it is a fun event with a serious purpose.
Yes.
So anybody of any age is welcome.
Wonderful.
We make the walk accessible to anyone of any ability.
Excellent.
And so registration is at ptrc.org/walk.
Okay.
Or 336-904-0300. And then also coming up right after that on Tuesday, June 19th, is mm-hmm. an opportunity to learn more about how to protect yourself from frauds and scams.
Excellent.
So there's a Friends Against Fraud program that will be at the Lusk Center in Greensboro from 11:30 to 1:30. And that they are both free, open to the public. At the event on June 19th, lunch will be provided.
Wonderful.
And registration is at 336-497-5615.
Excellent. We're going to repeat that information as we get towards the end of our great conversation this morning. But two absolutely phenomenal events
absolutely.
That are forthcoming. And one thing, let me add, Kim, I'm very familiar with Triad Park. It's a beautiful park in Kernersville, located, Radio Family. For those of you, well, of course, if you're already in the Kernersville area, you know exactly where that is. It's actually off of East Mountain Street.
Mm-hmm.
If you're heading toward West Market, like you're going towards Greensboro. So really, probably the best way, at least the way I come, is directly through Colfax.
Yep.
Because sometimes there's always something going on Interstate 40. So if there's ever a situation where there may be a major traffic jam or concern and you need a back way to go, you can simply go through Colfax
Absolutely.
And find the park there. Beautiful facility Triad Park is. And whether you walk around the entire grounds of the park, they've got a very nice track mm-hmm. facility that also doubles as a soccer field.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of area teams that practice when I go out mm-hmm. walking, of course, when it's as nice and comfortable as we've been. But the heat, it's about to return, and it's not even officially summer yet.
No, not yet. Not
no,
yet.
So enjoying these last remaining days of spring, according to the calendar. But that will be a perfect facility mm-hmm. to have the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day,
mm-hmm.
again, which is on Friday on June 15th. And again, like I said, Radio Family will mention the other event as well. But getting back to our conversation, Kim, on elder abuse, what should I expect when I do call for help? If I do suspect that someone mm-hmm. is being abused.
And at that point, it is providing as much information as you have.
Right.
So that person's name, address, contact information, if you know friends and family information.
Right.
And then as much as you can provide about what you're concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
As much detail as you're able to provide
right.
Would help. In that aid in that process.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, another aside question. If someone, whether it's a family member or it's actually the elder themselves
mm-hmm.
that are being abused, and I thought our earlier conversation when you were mentioning, and it's so true, a lot of times, and I think it's really for any of us, if we are a victim of abuse, a lot of times it is hard mm-hmm. to have an open dialogue because we may feel not just embarrassed, but we may feel personally violated
Absolutely.
That it happened. What are some steps or perhaps a course that we can take to sort of get the conversation started if we do see those signs? Like we said, the change in personality, things that are changing with their everyday routine. We mentioned financial or any personal information that may be compromised.
And I think it really just starts with expressing concern.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about you because of this.
Right.
And I think if it comes from a place not of accusation, but a place of concern,
Very true.
Then that conversation will be much easier had and will be much better received.
Very true. And just helping our seniors and our elders to understand that there are people who are genuinely concerned about them.
Absolutely.
And it's not just the family members. You know, they may have their own contemporaries, individuals that they know. And I think that's really a good thing to keep in mind as well, because we know that we have a lot of our parents who have friends that are in that close proximity of their own age group.
Right.
So it's really good to be also able to sort of have a companion link, if you will, another individual who is close in age to you that you feel most comfortable with and sharing information, because sometimes we may not always be able to go to family members.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's good when we can confide in a friend or someone else that we trust.
Absolutely. And that's really why the Friends Against Fraud program is about.
Exactly.
It is about empowering seniors to educate each other.
Exactly. And let me tell you, Kim, and I'm pretty sure you agree with me on this, our seniors are an amazing group of people.
They absolutely are.
Just fascinates me to kind of watch at a distance to see how much they are able to still do a lot of things for themselves. Many seniors I think of, because you don't typically think of someone who's in their late 80s or early 90s still driving, but some are.
Absolutely.
And some are very competent on the road. They can obey the laws and the signs just like everybody else. Many of our elders, I think of my grandparents who were fabulous cooks. There's nothing like being able to get a delicious home-cooked meal from someone who can make it from scratch. You know, because we live in such a fast food processed society. It's nice to be able to get a nice meal from an individual who can grow it in their own backyard or know of ways to prepare it a little more healthier. And that's another thing, to see seniors engage in a lot of physical activity too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many countless times I have seen videos that go viral where individuals are, in fact, just not too long ago, I saw a young lady who I think just turned 100 years of age competing in a track meet for seniors in her age group.
I was going to say, you need to come see senior games.
Yes, that's a good
there
point.
There is everything from pickleball to running to
that's
basketball.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very true. So it's just wonderful. In fact, I think just the other day I saw on social media, there is, I believe, an agency in London that particularly focuses on seniors. It's actually around, if you think about a nightclub or just going to a place where there is entertainment at a certain facility, they specifically make sure that there is an activity that focuses just on the seniors because many do suffer from loneliness.
Absolutely.
When they're away from their children are grown and they're raising their own families. I think it's really beautiful for a lot of widows as well when we have individuals who have lost their mates. And, you know, that's the most devastating thing, is to lose someone that you love dearly because we have a lot of seniors who have been married to their mates for 40, 50, 60, even 70 some years.
Absolutely.
And for them to no longer be there, and it's just like a part of their world is just gone. So to have activities that make them inclusive and remind them that we still love them and we still care about them.
We have wonderful resources.
Absolutely.
Centers.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the trips that they go on.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I can't wait for the 7-day cruise in Alaska when,
when
I'm able to go.
Exactly. Tell me about it. And especially when they get to, and many have the wonderful opportunity to enjoy their retirement years and to be able to make trips like that.
Absolutely. And meet new friends.
Exactly.
Be involved in activities that maybe they had never tried before.
Exactly. Yep. And that's another great thing to learn with PTRC, is helping our seniors learn how to financially provide for themselves, because many are really good with money. Mm-hmm. And they know how to prepare financially for the long term, mm-hmm. so that long after they stop working and they can go and do the things that they can do on their own time, mm-hmm. and enjoy like cruises and trips where you can buy or rent an RV and just travel across the country. Just so many fun things that seniors do get to do that I'm actually looking forward to if I make it to be that age. Absolutely. Well, one last question for the morning from you, Kim, or for you. How can a person help fight elder abuse?
Absolutely. And it really starts with recognizing that every older person has the right to be safe.
Yes.
So if we, the more we can all educate ourselves, look out for our loved ones and neighbors, and if we suspect something, report it.
Right. Exactly. Absolutely.
Make sure that that's, and trusting your instincts and looking out for each other.
Very true. Well, Kim, I have enjoyed our conversation. As always, time eludes us when we are engaged in very important information. So thank you for coming back.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the Community Focus family. If you will, in the couple of minutes that we have remaining, mm-hmm. will you please repeat the information about the World Elder Abuse Awareness Day for starters?
Absolutely. So our Elder Abuse Awareness Walk is on Saturday, June 16th at Triad Park in Kernersville. Registration begins at 9. The walk starts at 10. There are free t-shirts.
Excellent.
I've had lots of calls about the t-shirts. Registration is at ptrc.org/walk or at 336-904-0300. And then on the following Tuesday, June 19th, we will have our Friends Against Fraud presentation at the Lusk Center in Greensboro from 11:30 to 1:30. They're both free, lunches provided, and the registration is at 336-497-5615.
Fantastic. And Kim, if I can add, a radio family, if you need additional information about, and even just taking the opportunity to visit the Piedmont Triad Regional Council Area Agency on Aging, they have a wonderful location at 1398 Carrollton Crossing Drive in Kernersville. And Kim, you just mentioned the number. Mm-hmm. I'll repeat it again, 336-904-0300.
Absolutely.
Fantastic job. Anything that I didn't cover or any closing comments you'd like to make?
We got it. I just appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. And I am just happy to see you again, my friend.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to the next time.
Yes.
As I say, no goodbyes on this program. So until that next time, thank you very much. Kim Johnson, again, the Senior Regional Long-Term Care Ombudsman with PTRC, joins me, Renee Vaughn. And we both thank you, radio family, for joining us as we bring this weekend edition of Community Focus to a close. Hoping you have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of this weekend. Until that next time, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.